I'm Trevor Castle. Joining us now on today's radio sports page is Grant Nelson, a 2021 grad at Pella High School and now a member of the Central College football team. Hard to believe entering his junior season for the red and white version of the Dutch. Grant, thanks for catching up with us as we get ready to get back at it here this year. How are you and how are your thoughts on the upcoming season for Central?
I'm good. Thanks for having me, Trevor. It's been fun. It's been a fun summer, kind of a long summer. But doing good, excited for this football season. A lot of guys kind of stayed over the summer, a lot of friends, so it was good to train with them over the summer when I could, and ready to get back into things.
Coming off a 7-3 season last year, all three losses by single digits, kind of late in the game. Obviously, your freshman year in 2021, just that spectacular run to the national quarterfinals. What are your expectations as we get ready for this season?
I think there is a lot of unknowns, but we know that we got a lot of guys returning from the 2021 season and last season, of course, and we got a good freshman class coming in, so we're excited to compete. We're confident. We know what we can do. I don't think we're highly on the radar for anybody, but we believe in ourselves, and we know what the work we've been putting in is, and the coaches believe in us. We believe in ourselves, and we believe in also, like, the players believe in the coaches. We know what they know their stuff, and so we're excited to just put it all together for the fall.
Last year, you know, one of the big stories all year was just kind of the revolving door at quarterback, or the constant changes at quarterback. You as a tight end worked with all of those guys. What do you look for this year out of that group, and how do you kind of help move those guys along?
Yeah, I know we have a bunch of great leaders at quarterback, and being a tight end, I do have a lot of meetings with those guys, and I'm a friend with a lot of those guys, and so I know the work they're putting in. I know all the time they put in. Through the playbook, through film, just kind of getting things corrected. And I'm really confident about that position because I know one or two guys are really going to step up for us. And when whoever gets in that game is really going to show out.
Also, you know, you look at the wide receiver group who you work with as well, and you look at, you know, Logan Mont and Jeff Herbers coming back for a fifth year, Ryan New. I mean, absolutely loaded there. That helps any quarterback, yeah, doesn't it?
It does, and there's a lot of great targets out there, and it helps that all those guys are returning from last season, so that chemistry is kind of already there. And so just building that, building the timing, building the route tree, everybody's very knowledgeable about what the plays. It's not like we're a bunch of first guys coming in and kind of redoing it all. Like, this is all just kind of review for us, and we just need to put it all together. So we're all very comfortable with the position we're put in, and we know whatever quarterback is out there, we're going to show out.
You talked about the coaching staff earlier, and of course Ryan Myrie, associate head coach, offensive coordinator, just football kind of guru. What's it like, you know, working with him on a day in, day out basis?
It's awesome. He's a great coach, but he's also a great guy, and he truly wants the best for us. You know, he's going to get on you when he needs to, but at the end of the day, he's going to come in and he's going to check in on you. But just kind of discovering, he's always looking for new plays. He's always looking for something to draw up, and no matter what, I feel bad for the defenses of the other team because whatever they try to throw at us, Coach Myrie is going to throw a punch right back. So it's always fun going into each week knowing that we got him on our side, and that we're going to be confident going in for the offense.
We're visiting with Grant Nelson, Central College football junior. One of your parts of your story is that your dad played here at Central. Can you just talk a little bit about that legacy piece of it, you know, what it means to kind of follow in your dad's footsteps and be a part of the Dutch yourself?
Yeah, my grandpa actually also played here. So my grandpa and then my dad played and coached here. So I have to say that did have kind of an influence. It was pretty – and my sister also went here, so it's kind of a Central family. So it was kind of cool to be a third-generation Central football player. And it's fun knowing that when Grandma and Grandpa come to games, that they're, you'll hear him in the stands and you'll hear my dad in the stands. So it's kind of fun knowing that I'm putting on the same jersey they did when they were in college, and just kind of living the same legacy, and I can kind of pass that down.
Did not know about your grandpa. Well, what's his name and a little bit about his story?
So Steve Bancroft, I can't say I know when he graduated, but he played defensive line and linebacker here. So he grew up going to Central games, and so it's always been fun hearing his stories and people in the Pella community knowing him at Central, so it's always really fun.
That is a great piece of that. Yeah, third generation. That's awesome. You know, back to this year, you and I were talking before we started doing the interview. Did have a little injury that popped up when you were on the trip to Europe this spring. You want to tell our listeners a little bit about that? And then, as I understand, back to full health here.
Yeah, so we took a little trip over to Europe, to Spain this spring. Got a little experience over there, and in the game over there, just broke a little bone in my foot, and so I've kind of been battling that this summer. So I was kind of off my feet a little bit for the first part of the summer, for all June, and then in a boot a little bit going into July, and now kind of get back on my feet, running a little bit more, cutting it a little bit more. So feeling really good going into camp. Yeah, really confident in myself, confident with the work I've been doing with the ATs, and yeah, I'm ready to go, so I'm feeling good.
All right, and last one for you. You mentioned earlier maybe flying a little under the radar after the 7-3 season. What are your expectations as you talk to your teammates and the guys about, you know, the 2023 season here this fall?
I think the sky's the limit, honestly. If we're going to play to our true potential, I really think we're going to be one of the top teams going in to the playoffs. I think we have a shot to win the conference. Tough teams in this conference, but we know what we can do, and we're going to give everybody their best shot each week. So we know we can come out undefeated. We know we can make a run at the playoffs, and we know that the coaches know that. So it's time to prove it.
All right, looking forward to it. Grant Nelson, 2021 grad from Pella High, now a member of the Central College football team. Thanks for your time. Look forward to seeing you out there this fall.
Yeah, thanks, Trevor. Thanks for having me.
All right, I'm Trevor Castle, and you're listening to today's Radio Sports Page on KNIA KRLS.